Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into something that can be a real headache for Jeep Grand Cherokee owners, programming your key fob. If you've ever found yourself in your 2015 Jeep Cherokee Limited, holding the key fob while it keeps beeping and the dash insists key fob has left the vehicle, well, you're in the right place. Trust me, it's frustrating, but don't worry. I'll guide you through the programming process and help you troubleshoot if things don't go as planned. Now let's kick things off with a little background on Jeep key systems. Not all key fobs are created equal. If you own an older Grand Cherokee, say around 2005 to 2010, you might be familiar with something called aphobic, which is like a key and remote combo. Back in those days, if you had two working keys, you could actually program a new one yourself. Easy peasy. But once you hit those 2011 models, especially the ones from 2014 onward with that snazzy push-button start, the game changes completely. These use a smart key system, and programming them isn't something you can do with a simple ignition cycle anymore. Nope, you'll need some dealer-level equipment. What? I've got here is the Autel IM608. It's a powerful tool that does everything from diagnostics to key programming. So I'm excited to show you how this works. But wait, here's a heads up. If you go through the erase and relearn procedure using the Autel, make sure you have all your keys ready. If you don't, any old keys that aren't reprogrammed will no longer work, and that would be a real bummer. Now, let's talk about what you actually need for this programming mission. First and foremost, that programming tool. As I mentioned, the Autel IM608 is quite the investment. It costs a few grand, which makes it a bit much for the average DIYer. If you're just trying to program one key, it might be better to find a local locksmith who has the right equipment. But if you're in the business, this tool is worth every penny. You'll also need a working key fob if possible to get started. This tool reads the security PIN from your Jeep's computer, which is essential for the programming to work. And let's not forget, make sure your programming tool is connected to Wi-Fi before you start, as it needs the latest data to operate properly. Now let me break down the programming process for you. First, you'll want to plug the tool into the OBD2 port and turn the ignition on. From the main menu, select the programming menu and then choose Jeep. The tool automatically reads your VIN and identifies your model. For this 2015 Cherokee, we're right on track. As we go through the process, that annoying dinging sound is still happening because the dash is insisting the key fob has left the vehicle. Trust me, you're not alone in finding that maddening. Next, we head into the hot functions and select Learn Key Guided. The tool will prompt us to check how many keys are already programmed. On this Cherokee, it showed there were two keys learned, which is valuable info. You definitely don't want to accidentally erase a key the customer still needs, right? After some system checks, the tool reads the security PIN, critical for the programming to work. Next up, we're erasing the existing keys. This means we're wiping the slate clean and starting fresh. So you turn off the ignition and turn on the hazard lights. And finally, we get a little break. Yep, the dinging stops. Once the tool establishes communication with the vehicle, it'll take about 1 to 10 minutes to get everything set. Then comes the fun part, the actual learning. You'll hold the proximity key near the start button and press the unlock button twice. Easy enough, right? But hold on a second. What if the programming fails? That's where it gets tricky. If you see a message that says, learning failed, it's likely that the transmitter in your key fob is bad. So how can you tell if it's the fob or the vehicle's receiver? Here's a little trick. The RF receiver is located in the left rear quarter panel. If you put your key fob back there and the no key detected message goes away, it means the fob is working, but the receiver is weak. If nothing changes, it's probably the fob itself that's the issue. If your key fob is indeed bad, don't worry. You can find replacements on sites like Amazon for a fraction of the dealer price, usually between $50 and $100, instead of $250 to $400. Just make sure to match the FCC ID with your vehicle. And a quick note before we wrap up, if you're dealing with other electrical issues in your Jeep, sometimes a weak car battery can be to blame. Always check your battery connections if you're having strange problems with your key fob. So to sum things up, Programming a key fob for your Jeep Grand Cherokee isn't always a straightforward task, especially with those newer models. You'll likely need a specialized tool, and it's crucial to have all your keys ready before starting the programming process. Plus, understanding whether it's the key fob or the vehicle at fault can save you some serious time and hassle. Thanks for listening, and I hope this helps you tackle your key fob issues. Have you had any experiences with programming or troubleshooting keys? I'd love to hear your stories. Until next time, catch you in the next one.